For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. A cyber attack targeting the New York State Bill Drafting Commission has disrupted crucial systems, further delaying state budget negotiations that are already overdue by 16 days. The New York Times reports that Governor Kathy Hochul acknowledged that the attack would force the state to revert to an outdated computer system that dates back to 1994. The incident, which is under review by the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, adds complexity to already complex budget discussions. The Security Alliance has announced the launch of SEAL-ISAC, a free information sharing and analysis center aimed at safeguarding the cryptocurrency realm by providing intelligence, threat analysis, and incident response capabilities. Having recovered $50 million in assets since it was established in 2023, Cointelegraph notes that SEAL aims to combat cyber threats and financial crimes within the crypto space by providing security intelligence and connections to experts. With the support of nearly 24 major crypto organizations, SEAL-ISAC is working to enhance security practices and resilience in the digital asset ecosystem. Reports indicate that hackers have infiltrated the studio behind the popular SWAT-style Steam shooter Ready or Not, absconding with millions of files, including the game's source code and builds for PlayStation and Xbox console versions. Read-Write reports that the stolen data, which totals 4 terabytes and comprises over 2.1 million files, poses significant security concerns for the developer and gamers alike. Insider Gaming's insights into the stolen data highlight the severity of the breach. A risk assessment by the Federal Department of Homeland Security, which was obtained by ABC News, warns of the susceptibility of 911 systems and other emergency services to cyber attacks, underscoring the potential risks to public safety and personal information. Exploitation of critical networks could disrupt medical and law enforcement services, amplifying the threat of cybercrime. A cyber attack on a server utilized by the United Nations Development Program has compromised personal information of past and current personnel, prompting investigations into the extent of the breach. The New Humanitarian reports that the attack, which was identified as a data extortion threat, targeted a shared server at UN City in Copenhagen, impacting many of the 10 agencies housed within the complex. UNDP reports that the compromised server has been decommissioned, averting further data loss. And finally, amidst preparations for the Paris Olympics, organizers are anticipating an onslaught of cyber threats from diverse adversaries, including criminal groups, state actors, and ideological hackers, that will, for the first time, be augmented by artificial intelligence. With experiences from previous Olympics indicating a surge in cyber attacks, Barron's reports that France's security agencies, led by ANSSI and bolstered by ComCyber, have geared up to defend against multifaceted digital assaults. Japanese telecommunications company NTT, which provided IT security for the pandemic-delayed Tokyo Olympics held in 2021, reported that edition of the Games suffered 450 million individual cyber attacks, twice as many as the 2012 London Olympics. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The daily news is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.